I want to use Ethereum, but, like, I don't want to have the world go up in fucking flames, right? So I think that's why a lot of people are excited about ETH 2.0, because, again, a lot of the objections I've ever heard about ETH, if any, were just about that, about the environment, right? And, again, right, good objection, I guess, you know, like, right? You know, we want the world to be good. We don't want it up in flames, right? So that is good about ETH 2.0. So why even ETH, right? Like, why just use a dollar, right? Just, no, I'm not going to go to Ethereum. Welcome back to the Future of NFT podcast. I'm your host, Jared, and today we'll be talking about Ethereum, and I'm going to be breaking it down pretty simple for you. You can send this podcast to your friend that doesn't really know about NFTs or really even DeFi or Ethereum, or just kind of knows, like, if you ask them about it, because I know a lot of people, I ask them about, like, hey, like, do you know about NFTs? Because, again, still to this point, nobody has ever initiated an NFT conversation with me. It's always, like, me first, and then they just look at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm just like, okay, never mind. So again, like, when I first talk about, like, even Ethereum or something, they're like, oh, yeah, Bitcoin? I'm just like, sure, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, Ethereum is not Bitcoin, obviously, right? But, like, they're in the right ballpark, right? So you got to give them a little bit of credit. Like, okay. But today will be about Ethereum. I'm going to be explaining it pretty simple, honestly, in just simple terms. And that is what today's episode will be about. Let's go. Alrighty. So today we'll be talking about Ethereum. It was founded July 30th, 2015 by Vitalik. I'm going to slaughter his last name, so I'm sorry about that. Vitalik Buterin. How about Vitalik B? July 30th, 2015. That's when it was founded. So what is Ethereum, right? Ethereum is a decent... We're going to get a little techie nerdy with it real quick. Ethereum is a decentralized open source blockchain with smart contract functionality. Ether, or ETH, is the native cryptocurrency of the platform. So basically, it's a database of information that is designed to be unhackable. And of course, like I said in the intro, so Ether is second to Bitcoin in market capitalization. And if you are a coder, or if you do like coding, the language of Ethereum is called Solidity. So just September 12th, I just thought this was interesting, I wanted to add in there. September 12th of 2015, Ethereum cost $1. So one ETH is $1, September 12th, 2015. Now, September 30th, 2020, again, that was just last year, September 30th, 2020, Ethereum, one Ethereum costs $358.74, to be exact. So again, September 30th, 2020. Again, that was just last year from the recording of this podcast. Ethereum costs $358.74. So now, if you look at Ethereum, where today is October 25th, and the cost of Ethereum is right around, I was looking at today, it should be around like 4,200, 4,100. It's like right at like about 4K, right? And it fluctuates at from like 38, 39, 4K, 41, 42. And so that's literally what is at right now. So it just, again, just last year, it was at like $300, $400. And now it's at 4K. That is insane. So right now, Ethereum seems like, oh shit, one ETH is 4K. So it might even seem like that's a lot of money. But again, in probably a year, 6 months, 2 years, we're going to be like, damn. Again, this is not financial advice. You already know this from episode one to on forever. This is never financial advice. Again, this is just my take and my input on all of it. So Ethereum is 4K. I guarantee in 6 months to a year, we're going to be like, damn, I probably should have bought a lot of that, right? Because it'll probably be more than that. I've just read different sources that, experts say that Ethereum should hit 10K by the end of 2021. And I've seen, or today I actually read, by the end of 2021, Ethereum will hit 7K or something. That was like the prediction, right? Of course, no one knows, right? But I think these are some pretty good, predictions. Because, that's absolutely insane. I just didn't believe that for a second. That 1 year ago, it was $400. One ETH cost $400. Insane. So Ethereum is going to be, I believe, definitely one of the currencies of the future. So as the dollar, the US dollar, comes in at less and less, and just inflation, I think a lot of people are just having their eyeballs on Ethereum. Again, because this is an NFT podcast, right? But this stuff is way bigger than just NFTs, right? Again, NFTs is just like a tiny sliver of this whole decentralized finance topic. And I just think it's just important, right? Like, you can buy NFTs, right? But I think the bigger picture obviously is super important as well. So a lot of people's problems with Ethereum is that it wastes a lot of energy, right? And it's harmful to the environment. So also what I wanted to talk about is ETH 2.0. So Ethereum 2.0 was supposed to be more scalable, more secure, and basically just more like sustainable. So gas prices are through the roof. Like, if you don't know what gas prices are, so like if you buy an NFT, you pay gas prices, gas fees, or it's basically like a tax, right? And so what that is you're basically just paying for the interaction on the network. So different computers are working and mining Ethereum. You're basically just paying for that. It's like a tax on the network. So I believe with ETH 2.0, again, they're good because ETH is already pretty unhackable, right, as of now. But I think, again, they're trying to make it more secure, just a lot faster, and just more eco-friendly, you could say. And I think that's super exciting for ETH 2.0, because I think a lot of people, like even me, it's kind of like, I want to use Ethereum, but like I don't want to have the world go up in fucking flames, right? So I think that's why a lot of people are excited about ETH 2.0, because again, a lot of the objections I've ever heard about ETH, if any, were just about that, about the environment, right? And again, right, good objection, I guess. You know, like, right, you know, we want the world to be good. We don't want it up in flames, right? So that is good about ETH 2.0. So why even ETH? Right? Like, why? Just use a dollar, right? Just, no, I'm not going to go to Ethereum. Like, just use US dollars. Like, well, nothing's going to happen with a dollar. So this is just something to think about. And I know it's kind of hard to fathom as of right now, but you would never, I personally still couldn't see, like, there being no banks yet, right? But this is, like, where it's, like, headed, right? So I really believe, because, like, if you think about it, to use ETH, you can get this from Ethereum.org. Their motto or something that they like to say is, whether you are in the world of, oh, not whatever, not whatever you're in the world of, when wherever you are in the world, all you need is an internet connection, right? So billions of people, that's how you can access ETH. You just need the internet connection. Billions of people don't have or can't open bank accounts. And to send money back and forth, there's an intermediary. Your transactions could get blocked, held up. There's just a list of different things that could happen with your bank account. So that's why I really believe in this ETH 2.0, Ethereum in general, just becoming a currency that a lot of the masses adopt. So it's really that simple. Like, it's just another, it's nothing too complicated other than that. I know the name Ethereum, ETH, Ether, these things sound kind of complicated. They're really not, right? It's Ethereum. The currency used on Ethereum would be ETH or Ether, just like an alternative name for it. But yeah, Ethereum's not this scary monster, just something like Yeah, you could relate it, I guess, to Bitcoin, but there's reasons why people like Ethereum over Bitcoin. And a lot of it has to do with these smart contracts, NFTs, stuff like that. And it's just, that's just really what it is, the transparency on the blockchain. People are like that, right? People like real transparency. This podcast is real. This podcast is raw and live. I don't cut. I don't do none of that. I straight talk for however long and then I end it. And that's it. That's how I like it. So that's basically ETH 2.0. That's ETH and ETH 2.0. There's really nothing more to it. It's not, if we want to get super into the technical details, right? Like I was reading and I'm still trying to like understand like some of these, because when I'm trying to read into Ethereum, it starts going into like coding and then it just loses me. I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Like just for me personally, right? Like it's just, I think it's cool and like I do want to know, but like I'm not a coder. I'm not a developer like that. So it's kind of like just gibberish to me, but I do like to know the different things that are coming out with Ethereum, what they plan to improve, how they want to make it better, and just, yeah, how it's going to be more scalable, secure, and yeah, just safe, just basically safe, eco-friendly, right? So those are just some of the things that I had on my notes. Again, that's pretty much it. That's ETH. It's nothing too complicated to be scared about or anything like that. Yeah, basically transfer of funds happens in minutes. Versus if you wanted to go to a bank and you needed to move around some money, you got to, again, intermediary, people, time. So that's what all this erases. It's just, yeah, ETH. I think this is the next currency for sure. And there's going to be like, I believe like 3 or 4. I don't think it'll just be ETH destroys Bitcoin or Bitcoin and ETH. And like, I believe there's going to be like 3, 4, maybe even 5, a low hanging one. But these are gonna be like the main coins that people trade and buy and sell their assets, I think, in person as well as digital assets with. So yeah, that's what this episode was about. Just Ethereum, simple. Sorry if I was everywhere. Just when ideas come to my head, I just talk about it. So that's what this episode is about. Again, send this to your friend or someone that doesn't really understand it yet. They don't really get it. And the topic's a little bit scary for them, right? And it really shouldn't be. Because, I mean, for me at first, I was like, Ethereum? I was like, this shit just sounds like a science. Like, I don't even... So, again, it's not really a science like that. It's not nothing too crazy. But there are a couple different names and things to know about it. And it's just interesting to learn. And I just try to look at Ethereum.org basically almost daily. And just different Ethereum articles just to see, like, what else is going on or... what improvements they've made so far, what they're thinking, what they're going to add, just different stuff like that. How will it affect NFTs? How will it just affect regular mainstream currencies? All of it. But yeah, so that'll be the end of this episode. I really appreciate everybody for listening. Leave me a comment. And now, actually, I'm done for this. Like, I didn't know, but now you can leave me a voice message. So if you got something to say, you want to tune in or say something, I can actually play your voice message on the podcast and I can answer it or I can reply to it. Or if you just want to say what's up or whatever, you can send me a voice message. The link should be down there. But yeah, I appreciate everybody for listening and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.